bachelor's degree? Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
With standards of personalized service unmatched in the area and a highly trained staff, the Gatesworth has been designed to provide the most exceptional environment possible. Centrally located just minutes from everything downtown Clayton offers, the Gatesworth features three different restaurants headed by an award-winning chef, weekly musical performances and lectures, a spa, a movie theater, and even a putting green. The Gatesworth, striving to make the lives of residents more convenient, enjoyable, and vibrant. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
Did you know that the Cardinals and Heartland Coca-Cola are celebrating the 15-year anniversary of the 04 National League Championship? It's all happening the weekend of July 26th.
I love a good celebration. Any unique giveaways for the fans?
Oh, yeah. The weekend is filled with them. All for 30,000 fans 16 and up. Friday, fans are going to take home the Mystery Player's jersey courtesy of Cooper Tires, featuring memorable players from the 04 team. Then Saturday, get a replica 04 National League Championship Mystery Player Ring presented by Edward Jones. A jersey and a ring? Those will be fan favorites for sure. Of course, some of my favorite players from 04 were Roland, Edmonds, and Pujols. Well, then you're not going to want to miss Sunday's game when fans get the first ever Cardinals triple bobblehead courtesy of Coca-Cola and Dierbergs.
A triple bobblehead? Wow, what a weekend. That's July 26th through 28th. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com/promotions.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. Testosterone is what makes guys guys. It gives us energy, gives us focus, helps us recover, and drives our metabolism. Starting at age 20, every 5 years your metabolism and hormones take a hit. You don't have to take that hit. Our doctors can restore your testosterone to keep your energy, focus, and metabolism right where it needs to be. Physicians supervised, and our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
And a song.
And women.
So can you send up? We're about to get Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 17th edition of Pinions Playhouse. My little grandson's birthday today. He's 6 years old. Happy birthday, little man. Not very little anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Hard to believe. Playoffs today brought to you by First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com if you want more information. The largest credit union in the St. Louis area and the place where our family does all of our banking and has for years. I think it's it doesn't take much to change over, so give it some thought. Let's do some introductions. What do you say?
Hey!
At the control board, where he has been now on this show for over 2 years.
Wow. Now,
hard to believe, isn't it?
Wow. Seriously?
Yeah. It's right
at... I started at the last place.
It's right at 2 years.
Yeah.
And I... Yeah, because you started in June. June or July.
Right. Wow, yeah, I did.
Man. I think I'm close. It's right at 2 years, so...
You get a raise at 20 years.
Thanks for giving it away. It was supposed to be a surprise 18 years from now. Now it will be a surprise. He hails from America. A lot of people don't realize that. He's dual citizenship, born here, as Bruce Springsteen would say, born in the USA. And then, for complicated reasons, he spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of those where his daddy still lives, Dave, and listens every day. Hello, Dave. And that, of course, is Birmingham, England. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, if I ever do go back to Europe, I think I want to go to Birmingham, England.
I think you'd love it.
Tell me stuff about it.
I think you'd absolutely love it.
I would be at least get a lot of information from you. Well, the man who thought that Dan's tasteless lack of compassion joke about conjoined twins at the head, you can't get him a hat, the man who thought that was funny and admitted it, is here because this morning he decided not to go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Bill Clavlin. Say hi to everybody.
I thought it was funny because it made me think of the joke about the head.
Great joke. Yeah. Great.
Oh my goodness. Hello, everyone.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
Imagine if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors from Stifel. And it's never too late for a second opinion. Mark and Jason have over 2 decades of experience helping people with personalized retirement planning. Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. And to schedule your complimentary... Oh, man.
Oh, so close.
Oh, boy. Oh,
so embarrassing.
Hang on a second. So embarrassing. I've got something that could help with
okay.
This. Do you still teach broadcasting?
No.
Well, I can see why. They probably ask you to step down.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to play this just in case.
Hi, this is Dan Strauss, the world's worst producer, and you can tell I'm not in the studio because almost no mistakes are being made. How about that? I'm in Europe with Frank, Tim, Bill, my daughter Alyssa, and about 70 AM and the PM listeners. When we get back, I'll once again be brought to you by Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors from Stifel. Mark and Jason have over 2 decades of experience helping people with personalized retirement planning. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. And to schedule your complimentary review or for their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Isn't it sad that we have to resort to a recording because he can't get it right?
He almost screwed up on the recording, too.
Yeah, I know, I did.
Boy, that's sad.
Complimentary, I just kind of went south on that.
Very, very sad.
Maybe it's karma because I made a joke about a hat.
No, you made a joke about disabled little kids, 2-year-olds.
This next guy cooked at Denny's at night, and by day he was a knife salesman. Not for long because he wasn't any good at it. And also by day he was, and sometimes night he was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium, and then he was a roller skating rink DJ. But now none of that worked out. You know what is working out? Head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon, digital clock resetter, newsman, news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and private investigator. That's right. A lot of hats, a lot of juggling. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Matheny Heating and Cooling. They have kept your family comfortable since 1942. Third generation family owned business with 77 years of experience in the air conditioning for residents and for businesses in the St. Louis area. For more information, check them out online at MatheneyHeatCool.com or Give them a call, 314-727-9000.
And I understand they have a brand new website. They just redid their website.
They do, and it has testimonials on there from a lot of their customers. And they're starting to upgrade things that they're marketing, like, you know, indoor thermostats and making your home a smart home. And, right. and they've got some nice new visual stuff, Google Nest and things like that, for explanations on all those things where you can modernize your home.
Wow, check that out. MatheniHeatCool.com. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're so kind, Dan.
No, that's never going to work. No. Rat Boy showed me an ad from Chase Bank, and he said, I have an idea. What was the name of your bank?
Cheese.
No, Cheese Bank. No. Where you go and store cheese, like security. No. No, like people get a safe deposit box. You get no. That's never going to fly. I'm sorry. Another one of your ideas is not going anywhere.
I need some cheese.
Keep trying. Turn that music up.
Did they ever call money cheese?
What?
Did they ever call money clams. Cheese? Clams?
I've never heard it called that. I've heard clams. I've heard cabbage.
Yeah. Cabbage. Yeah, true, cabbage.
But not the other. Turn the music up for a second. How can you not tap your feet and feel good when you hear that? Yeah, you know who makes us happy every day? Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. First Community Credit Union has safe deposit boxes. I guess you could, you know, put cheese in there. I doubt it, though, because that would start to smell, and they would start to smell it in First Community and go, man, what is that? And they, I guess, narrow it down to one of the boxes and make you come in and open it and take your cheese out of there.
Cheese! But
that's right, Rat Boy. I do know that in addition to those boxes, they have all the stuff that you want from a bank. But unlike traditional banks with bank in the name, this is a credit union. Not just any credit union. This is First Community Credit Union, which means it is actually owned by us, the members. We own the credit union. It's nonprofit. You didn't know that, did you? Banks are for profit. Somebody owns a bank. A single person, a family, a bunch of people, board of directors, blah, blah, blah. And then the profits go to the owners. The profits go back into First Community Credit Union, which is one of the reasons they're so strong and so stable, and that they now have over 40 locations, and they are the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. That means stability and safety and security, but they don't act like it. They act like they have one location, and that's the one where you are. See what we're talking about. Start small, if you like, with a car loan or a wedding loan or, I don't know, home loan or a home equity loan or a small business loan and line of credit. There are a lot of ways to start, but when you do, I think you're going to want to do all your banking there. So why don't you just go ahead and do that, get it over with, because I think that's what's going to happen. First Community Credit Union, you can find out more at firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota,
and
Buffalo,
today
Toronto,
he's in the studio.
Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, Lafayette, Bangor.
Thanks to Window World, we're able to hear from this next guy. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. All the information you need and want and should get is at windowworldstlouis.com. Please give it up for Bill Cleveland. They are enthusiastic today. How are you, Bill?
Good. Thank you very much.
What's shaking?
So I listened to just a little bit of the first part of the program today.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And I heard you talk about aliens, and I heard you talk a little bit about Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, right after your segment here, we have, I understand, waiting and standing by Colonel Thomas Nottingham, United mm-hmm. States Air Force, who works at Area 51.
Good. Yeah, well, I'll keep this short. But the so you made me think about that particular topic, Bigfoot, hunting for Bigfoot. And I don't know if you know this, but there are five states in particular that are just hotbeds of activity for people who are looking for Bigfoot, and I would believe at the top, they say the Pacific Northwest is really...
I was going to say Washington State.
But a lot of people don't know that Eastern Ohio is a very, very, very popular place for people to look for Bigfoot. And there's one state park in particular that people go and search for Bigfoot. And I have been to this park not once, but twice. I've stayed there. It is called Salt Fork State Park. And they have a lodge there. And every year, every May, they have an annual conference. 3,000 people show up looking for Bigfoot.
They actually show up and go looking?
Yes.
Wow.
They have a conference. Wow. And so this is in Southeast Ohio. It's near a little town called Cambridge, which I really like this town a lot. And so the last time that I was there, maybe it was the first time, I can't remember. My dad was actually with me, and we started talking to a guy who ran the place, and he said, he had not seen Bigfoot or had any sort of sightings, but he was trying to do something at this conference just to be kind of funny, just to kind of, you know, lighthearted, whatever, and he dressed up in a Bigfoot suit.
Good like way to get shot.
Well, and, you know, and he, you know, it came out in front of the group or whatever, and these people were furious.
Uh-oh.
Furious that exactly, and so they, I mean, they believe
they shot him, killed him.
They, yeah, well, hopefully not. But yeah, so don't make fun of them. But this is the place. This is a place. If that's something that you are interested in, you can go there. Salt Fork State Park. They have a really great lodge.
You might be having a stroke.
Man, maybe so. And then the conference is every May. But talking about Ohio and state parks, they have some of the best state parks and state park lodges in the entire country. They have 83 different state parks, and they're all free. So you can get in admission to any of these parks for free. Some of the things, obviously, you can do: camping, fishing, boating, golfing, hiking. And one thing that I did when I was there last time, and I've tried to do this on occasion when I have time, is disc golf. Do you know what disc golf is?
Oh, yeah, with the Frisbee?
Yes.
Yeah, that's I think cool. It sounds, I've never done it, but it sounds great.
It's a lot of fun, and it's not, and if you start playing with people who are, not professional, but people who really, really into it, you don't really use a, they have their own special Frisbees that they use.
Yeah, there's one for a driver, there's
right.
One for a putter. And,
you know, and if you want, you know, the poor man's disc golf, you could use a regular Frisbee, but the people who are really into it have their own sets of discs, and you can find those in parks all across the country, but definitely in the great state of Ohio. And so one other place that I'll mention that I love in Ohio, one of the state parks, it's called Maumee Bay. Not Mommy, but Maumee Bay. And it's right on the shore of Lake Erie. Again, they have this incredible lodge. And a lot of times when you think of a state park lodge, you think of just, you know, dated bedspreads and a musty smell or you know, whatever. And their state park lodges, at least in the ones that I've been to three or four, they're really, really nice and pretty affordable. And the one there at Maumee Bay, you're looking at a beautiful scenery. You have Lake Erie. You can ride bicycles. You can do all kinds of stuff. I think they have a golf course there as well. So definitely check that out.
How do you spell Maumee?
Maumee. Maumee.
Maumee. How I love you. How I love you. My dear old Maumee. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
If you're going to go to this park that I just mentioned, the Bigfoot park, the Salt Fork State Park, or you're going to stay at their lodge, there's also a place there really, really nearby, and it's run by Jack Hanna from the Columbus Zoo. He used to be on television a lot, and it's called the Wilds. And so it's an animal park, and I don't know exactly how to describe it other than if you're standing at the entrance and you're looking down the hill and you're looking at this place, it's very reminiscent of the scenes of Jurassic Park. So the animals basically run free, not entirely free because they do have certain areas sectioned off, but we're talking acres and acres and acres of land. And so you'll look out and you'll just see, you know, zebras all running around like crazy or giraffes or rhinos or whatever. And so you get on this little bus. And you don't have to get on the bus, but the bus will take you around to the different sections. And if the animals want to come up to you, cool. They don't force the animals to do anything. If the animals don't want to come anywhere near you, they let that happen too. But it is really, really neat. And if you have kids and you want them to kind of feel like they are out in the middle of, well, not a jungle, but, you know, again, kind of like that Jurassic Park feel, except animals that aren't going to kill you. It's pretty neat. And that's called the Wilds. And that's also in Southeast Ohio. But Bigfoot, folks. There you go. You got your spot. Salt Fork State Park in eastern Ohio. Southeastern Ohio.
I think it might be a good place to go if you ever just want to meet nuts, people who are nuts. Play along with them and act like you're hunting for Bigfoot with them, just to kind of have a conversation with some nutty people.
Not the entire year, just in May. They'll just be there in May. So, but like you mentioned earlier, you had a friend or an acquaintance that thought they saw. I assume some of these people are totally legit. They really believe that they have seen Bigfoot. And
we screwed up with my kids and took them. We thought we were taking them on those places like you're talking about. But we got there, and they're all out looking for some creature. It had split hooves. Bigfoot.
Mm. Oh.
We missed it by one letter.
Mm. Wow.
I almost ended the segment before one of those.
Yeah.
Missed it by that much. So there you go. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Earlier in the show, a listener asked us if we remembered our conversation with Colonel Thomas Nottingham, United States Air Force, and I don't. I don't, but I looked, and Dan still had him in the contact list. So I'm happy to say on the phone now from Area 51, where he has worked for 30 years, Colonel Thomas Nottingham. Colonel, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Doing great. I do not remember. I'm sorry. I don't remember anything about our conversation from before, except that, and correct me if I'm wrong, you are still currently working and calling right now from Area 51, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And you confirmed when we talked to you, I believe, again, if I'm wrong, correct me, that there are, in fact, not only the bodies of a couple of aliens at Area 51, but two of these, I don't know what to call them, beings that are actually alive and have been living there for 30 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. We got a couple of them. Very unusual, but interesting.
One is female, and you dated her. Is that correct?
Well, I guess you'd call it dating. We had a couple passes, you know, at being together.
Romantically?
Romantically.
I'll just cut to the chase. Did you have sex with one of the aliens, the female alien?
I did, but I'm not sure she did.
You did, but you're not sure if she did.
Well, I don't know. You know, she didn't seem to enjoy it as much as I did.
Well, I've been there. It doesn't take an alien for that. Can you describe? I don't know. You seem to say things that fly in the face of all the confidentiality. You seem to be, for some reason, willing. Is it because you're older, you don't have a lot to lose, or what? But you seem to be pretty free with this information. Could you describe the two living aliens at Area 51?
Well, you know, and I was abducted, too, at one point, and brought into a ship, and met a bunch of them, very odd and interesting people. But the ones in the area are... one of them has got, it looks like he has the head of a chicken.
Mm.
It's kind of a, you know how chickens look at you with that one eye?
Yeah, they do. They turn sideways and give you the one eye, yeah.
The one eye thing, he does that. Not the female, or I wouldn't have gone out with her, but the male. And it's a very odd thing. And the other thing is their flesh is, they're very short, and their flesh is much warmer than ours.
Really?
Yeah, if we're 98.6, I guess they're 115 or something like that. They're up there.
What about now? The weather in St. Louis is extremely hot. Could they go out in that? With already have a body temperature of 116?
I don't think anything bothers them really. They can go into anything there.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere.
Wow. Well, do they speak English?
No, they mumble kind of, but every once in a while a word comes out that sounds like a, It sounds like an alien.
We have a guy, John Hadley, and you just described him. I bet he's an alien. This sounds exactly like he looks at you with one eye sometimes like a chicken. That's him. Yeah. We think he could be an alien. Do you think have these people confided with you that any of their other people are out amongst us disguised as humans?
No. We have had that conversation. None of these folks is willing to admit that anybody is out like in a costume or something trying to look like it.
Do you not feel that you and the other members of the Air Force or whoever else is involved are doing something wrong here by holding these people all this time and not letting them go?
Well, they're under observation, of course, and heavy observation. We're looking at them for various things. They will be let go at some point.
They will be let go, and how will they get back to wherever they came from? Do you still have the ship?
No. We destroyed the ship because we got all the information we got out of it. It was a odd-looking thing, sort of a cigar-shaped thing.
Yeah. What do they eat? Do they eat like us, or well, how's that work?
No, they eat plant life.
Plant life?
Vegan type people. Huh. Eat plant life, don't eat a whole lot of meat.
Well, this is fascinating. No one else has ever been willing to just say, yeah, we have two here. How many dead bodies are you preserving there that crashed at Area 51?
I think we got 19.
19?
I think we, yeah.
That must have been like a school bus type craft.
Since it's not a blood-oriented system that is their body makeup, they don't spoil like a human body would. So
the bodies are there just sitting around like laid out, and they're not embalmed or anything or encased in it?
They look just like they did when they were.
Wow.
I guess you'd call it alive. I don't know what they were.
That is unbelievable.
Hey, when you were abducted and they always
Colonel, this is Dan Strauss, Colonel Thomas Nottingham.
Hey, Colonel. When you were abducted, how long did they keep you?
They kept me. I think it was. It was a little bit hard to go back, but I think it's about 19 or 20 hours. We got into this ship and we went up in an elevator kind of thing, but there were no buttons or anything. The guy just moved his hands and then went up, got into a room, and there were various colored lights on me, and they were poking me. And,
did they probe you anally? I know that's personal, but did you get an anal probe?
Not there, no.
Not there?
No.
What? When did you get one?
Well, when we talked about dated the one.
While you dated the female alien, she probed you anally?
That's a big thing with them. They
it is.
Yeah.
Well, this is. I don't know how else to put this, but what did she probe you with?
They had very long, skinny fingers.
Really?
Long and slender, yeah. With funny colored nails on the end of them. They actually have fingernails on
that. That does not sound pleasant to me at all. Yeah. That sounds like that could have been painful for you.
It was a little touch and go for a while there.
Yeah. Well, Colonel, we have to run. I know you are really, really busy. You're one of the higher-ups there at Area 51. So thank you for taking our call again after all these years and refreshing our memory about what it's like to live with aliens at Area 51. We appreciate your time.
Anytime.
All right, Colonel, thank you.
Thank you.
Colonel Thomas Nottingham, United States Air Force.
Very informative.
Area 51. He's a freak.
Free with information. Well, I wouldn't call him a freak. Why would you call him that?
Just because of his sexual habits.
That's not his habit. He was probed by an alien female.
He's participating in his habit.
He said he dated an alien.
Yeah, he hated her.
Well, he did say that. Yeah. With a chicken face.
Where the heck do you go out? No, she didn't have the chicken face.
No, you know what? I talked to him before we went on the air. They're not allowed to date. He can't date. He couldn't date her outside of Area 51, so they just have to go to the little cafeteria there and maybe a little private area, but they can't go out in public.
Yeah, I would.
Imagine going to pick a restaurant, Annie Guns, with an alien creature with a chicken face. No, you couldn't do it. So, wow, I really appreciate
you. Hello, Mr. Schomburg. Your wife looks beautiful.
Your wife looks like chicken. boy. So, I mentioned the conjoined twins. Folks, this is some story. And Limey, thank you for calling this to my attention. I want to bring this up. This is these two little girls, 2 years old. This surgery took place at the Great Ormond Street Hospital in London. Started last October. They're just now revealing the information. They were finally detached this past February, and now they're releasing all this stuff. This is incredible. 100 doctors and over 50 hours to separate these two-year-old sisters conjoined at the tops of their heads. The surgery started last October, and check this. They were finally detached in February. November, December, 4 months of surgeries, 50 hours total. They had to do it little at a time or they would die. They had, it said before they could even start, they had to spend months studying them. They had 3D prints and models of their brains and their rest of their bodies. They used virtual reality to create an exact replica of their anatomy that allowed the surgeons to basically practice surgery on a three. It's unbelievable. This is absolutely unbelievable. Says the first operation, they removed three large segments of skull that they would later reattach between operations as a rigid frame, held them together with metal mesh and screws.
Wow. There are so many sidebar stories to this that we could talk about this for hours, but I mean, everything from just imagine the pregnancy that the mother had, knowing that,
oh my goodness,
that she was going to, you know, the mental strain that she would have had knowing that this is what she's about to give birth to.
And then, I would think it has to be like a cesarean. It couldn't have come out normally.
And then day one, you know, just even changing a diaper or changing or feeding one, or, you know, do you flip them so that they don't get bed sores and you got to put them on their stomachs for a while and then you got to flip them back.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, you know,
you're right.
Just the mundane things that...
We could just speculate for 5 hours or more about... What about this? Oh, so next thing they did, they had to clamp and seal the arteries that carried the blood from one twin to the other before they used a soft sheet of medical plastic to keep the once joined brains separated and prevent them from reconnecting. What kind of geniuses figure out how to do this?
Wow.
There's some amazing stuff that they can do in medicine. Then tissue expanders, four empty plastic sacks placed underneath the skin that were filled with saline, and that was used to stretch the skin before they were fully separated. Holy mackerel. Their partially exposed heads were wrapped in plastic film before they could be safely moved to separate operating theaters for the final stages of the procedure. And last February, they were finally able to complete reconstruction of their skulls, which involved using their own bone fragments, which were jigsawed over their heads and then covered with expanded skin. This is beyond belief to me. And I'm looking at pictures of them now, and they're smiling, and they're two cute little girls. I'm sure there will be some complications. I can't imagine they'll be what we call normal, but wow, bravo to medicine.
I mean, absolutely.
It's unbelievable. This joke takes a while. If you do it right, we don't want to make Mike Evans mad. So, ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
By request, slow talking Bob. I will be honest with you and tell you that I heard it as stuttering Bob. But some people stutter, and so you know, even though it's a joke, they go, "Oh, you think that joke's funny?" Okay, so it's slow talking Bob. And Bob is just walking down the street in the little town where he lives, and a longtime friend of his sees Bob and says, "Bye, Bob. My goodness, Bob. It's been a long time. How you doing?" Bob says, I'm fine, I guess." He says, "Oh, come on, you guess. I heard some good news about you. I heard that you were engaged and you're going to be married." Bob says, "Well, I was engaged, but I'm not now." His friend says, "Oh, Bob, I'm sorry, because I heard she was a really cute girl." Bob says, "Oh, she was cute, all right." He says, "Well, can I ask what the heck happened?" He said, "Well, We met, and right away we hit it off, and we we went on a date and it went great, and in a couple of days we realized we were both dog lovers, and she had a dog and I had a dog, and so one night I was at her house and we were out on the front porch and on one of those porch swings, and her dog and my dog were kind of playing, and at one point her dog my dog was nibbling on her dog's ear, and so I turned to her and I said, "Honey, when we get married, I can do that to you, but by the time I got the words out and she looked down, my dog was licking her dog's ass."
Get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Audible. Stop and go volume eastbound 270 McDonald, most of the way to Washington Elizabeth. There's an accident northbound 170 before 270. Actually, it's been cleared. Now we have one southbound 170 at Scudder. They cleared the crash southbound 170 before Ladue. Accident eastbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt cleared, but heavy volume through the area. Even eastbound Natural Bridge picked up some of that overflow. Westbound 64 lines up approaching Vandeventer or to Big Bend. Get outdoors and take Audible along. Discover best-selling audiobooks, guided fitness, and exclusive originals you can listen to wherever the summer takes you. Pack your shades and your Audible app with all your favorite stories and enjoy. Your first audiobook is free at audible.com. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
Did you know that the Cardinals and Heartland Coca-Cola are celebrating the 15-year anniversary of the 04 National League Championship? It's all happening the weekend of July 26th.
I love a good celebration. Any unique giveaways for the fans?
Oh, yeah. The weekend is filled with them. All for 30,000 fans 16 and up. Friday, fans are going to take home the Mystery Player's jersey, courtesy of Cooper Tires, featuring memorable players from the 04 team. Then Saturday, get a replica 04 National League Championship Mystery Player Ring presented by Edward Jones. A jersey and a ring? Those will be fan favorites for sure. Of course, some of my favorite players from 04 were Roland, Edmonds, and Pujols. Well, then you're not going to want to miss Sunday's game when fans get the first ever Cardinals triple bobblehead courtesy of Coca-Cola and Dierbergs.
A triple bobblehead? Wow, what a weekend. That's July 26th through 28th. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com/promotions.
Kevin Moret here from Antality Men's Health. Testosterone is what makes guys guys. It gives us energy, gives us focus, helps us recover, and drives our metabolism. Starting at age 20, every 5 years, your metabolism and hormones take a hit. You don't have to take that hit. Our doctors can restore your testosterone to keep your energy, focus, and metabolism right where it needs to be. Physician supervised, and our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
Sober, leave me alone, let me go home, let me go home and start over.
Yes, you know what that music means? It means we're headed down to Dallas, Texas to check in with Mike Evans. Now, what?
He's in Florida, and I have not been able to get a hold of him.
Oh, no.
No.
That's not the news. You know, when you just did that, that made me sound stupid.
No.
It sounded like I didn't know. Well, I did. I said he's in Dallas. He says he's in Florida, and I sound stupid. I hope he knows to stop what he's doing and answer his cell phone. You can start the music.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll just gamble and hope that he can make contact with him. Now, you watch. We're giving him an extra long segment today. He won't have much. He may not even be on here. So let me just say this. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Guns. Hey, I'm having dinner tomorrow night at Annie Guns. I'm kind of excited. A friend called and said, hey, I'm be in town. He doesn't live here. I'd love to go to Annie Guns. You and your wife want to go there. I said, oh, let me see if I can get a reservation. I barely got in. They are booked up. They are booked solid tomorrow night. So I'm happy we're going. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market are next door to each other. And when you do go to lunch or dinner at Annie Guns, please go next door because the Smokehouse Market is not like any market you've ever seen. It's wonderful, just like the restaurant. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They're closed only on Monday. And they sell thousands of gift cards every year. They'll sell them today. Sell them tomorrow. I bought them to give people. And you should see their faces light up. And a couple of occasions, they said, oh, my goodness, we've never been there. And I said, well, you're going now because here's a gift card. Now, what I'm doing now is stalling and talking a little more about Annie Guns in the Smokehouse because apparently...
Like five times
the wine-drinking Mike Evans, who knows that this time every day he's supposed to be with us, is not answering his phone.
Hey, Frank, have you ever tried the bread pudding at Annie Guns?
Yes.
I have tried it dozens of times, and I love it. Have you ever tried their potato pancakes?
I have not, but that's something I'll have to check out.
They have something that I had never had in my life.
You can
life.
Kill the music. That's okay.
They have something. I take my mother there for her birthday every year.
What a beautiful son.
What a
good son you are. They're moving a book called The Good Son or something.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin. I think his mother threw him off a cliff.
Wow.
Cinnamon ice cream.
I've had it.
You can't find it in the grocery store. I cannot find it at Deerberg's or Snow's.
Maybe they make it. I've had it.
Well, their hot apple pie.
I've had it with the apple pie.
Cinnamon ice cream.
Yes.
And, I mean, it's the most delicious ice cream I've ever had in my life.
Stop the torture.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hot ice cream with the cold. The hot pie with the cold ice cream combo. Whoo, man.
You want me to continue to try and get a hold of him?
Keep trying. We need to scold him on the air if we can.
All right.
So there it is, folks. Annie Guns in the Smokehouse Market, east of all the stuff in Chesterfield Valley. While we wait for Mike Evans, and then you watch. We get him on here. Oh, what do you mean? I got more stuff. He won't have that.
And the Smokehouse Restaurant next door. We talk about Braunschweiger.
Smokehouse Market.
Smokehouse Market. There you go. Next door.
Oh, I've had their Braunschweiger.
They sell a Braunschweiger sandwich in their deli. I mean, you try and go to there around noon. There's a line out the door for people that park there just to get sandwiches to go.
And if it's nice weather, they sit outside and eat.
Right. They have a Braunschweiger sandwich there that, I mean, I don't think I could get my mouth around it. I mean, they put so much Braunschweiger on sourdough bread.
Now, is it Braunschweiger or Braunschweiger?
I call it Braunschweiger. I call it Braun.
We'll go with that.
Braunschweiger.
We'll go with that.
Hoosier in me says Braunschweiger, but I think it's Braunschweiger.
Okay.
And
I've gotten it there, not just a sandwich.
Mike's
but
on the screen.
I got it to take home. Well, look who's here. Look who's finally here from Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Hey, hello.
Where were you?
You know what? We're having a family game and playing a game with the grandchildren.
Yeah, what game are you playing?
Red light, green light on your drink.
Red light, green light.
You ever play that game?
It seems vaguely familiar to me.
Your drink?
Green light, you take a drink, and then you trick the kids by going, green stop, red light, green red, red green.
I bet they're bored out of their minds.
Stop, green light.
Well, my grandpa wasn't that boring.
Who said that?
Nobody.
Limey.
Nobody.
No, it was bleed through. We're getting bleed through from another station.
Yeah.
A potpourri of today's pop quiz. Here it is. A lot of celebrities like animals. Who is the number one animal lover according to PETA? The top four are Woody Harrelson, Simon Cowell, Ellen DeGeneres, Joaquin Phoenix. Who is number one? Hot nugget last week, July 9th. I heard on your show. I told you prediction. All criminal charges will be dropped against Kevin Spacey. Well, that happened a few hours ago.
Actually. Okay, but look, wow. look what was done to his career. Now, I still think he's weird, but look at the rush to judgment here. Here's a good example. So now there are no charges. There'll be no trial. Yet his career, if not ruined, was halted for years.
You're absolutely right. But we knew he wasn't gay because, as I told you before, I flew New York to L.A. nonstop, first class. Kevin Spacey sat next to me. He never hit on me, so I knew he wasn't gay.
No, that proves it.
No.
Right there.
That proves it. Ain't that. Place your bet department. I love this. Here is the unofficial Vegas over-underline. The over-underline, how many years Slimeballs R. Kelly and Jeffrey Epstein will spend in prison. The over-underline for R. Kelly is 14 years. The over-underline for Epstein is 24 years. Wow. I'm going to take the over on both. What do you think?
I'm going to take the under on R. Kelly and the over on Epstein.
Okay. I found it interesting that the following stars have their parents live with them. Michelle Obama's mom lives with her and Barack. She also lived with them when they were in the White House. Other celebrities whose parents live with them, Bradley Cooper, Amanda Bynes, Demi Lovato, Jennifer Lawrence, Selena Gomez, Kris Jenner.
Which one is that?
That's the mom.
Oh. The actual mom?
That's she's actually a real woman.
Oh, okay, right.
A real woman.
I get confused.
She has a vagina.
And here's a shocker for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Cher's 93-year-old mother is alive and still lives with Cher.
Wow.
Wow, how old is Cher?
Well, I don't know, but I remember Cher's mom being on television years ago, and she was really hot. She was hot and with it, and I'm not surprised she's 93. I talked to her recently. I said, how old are you? She went, 93.
Oh.
Like Cher saying. That's how they talk, too. Oh. 93.
Honey, you're ruining my report.
I'm sorry.
Matthew McConaughey has bought his mom three houses. Just a great guy, that Matthew McConaughey.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I really am.
When the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox played their first Major League Baseball game in London a few weeks ago, it was an instant sellout. Major League Baseball more popular than NFL football in England.
Wow.
Of course, soccer's king there.
Yeah, it is. One minute, Mr. Evans. 1 minute.
Oh, crap.
You were late. We gave you four extra minutes.
I'm guilty. Okay. We're playing with the grandkids, and I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Which celebrity has the most, according to Peter, the biggest animal lover? Ellen DeGeneres, Simon Cowell, Woody Harrelson, Joaquin Phoenix.
Woody Harrelson.
Simon Cowell.
I'll say Frank's favorite, Ellen DeGeneres.
I will say the least likely, Joaquin Phoenix.
Number four, Ellen DeGeneres. Number three, Simon Cowell. Number two, Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Number one, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. Who's the winner?
Home fries.
Who's the winner? Who's the winner? You heard of that green light, red light game?
Yeah. We used to call it What's the Time, Mr. Wolf, when we were a kid.
What's the time?
A drinking game with your grandkids?
Oh, no. There was no drinking.
All right. Well, we're out of time and we're out of here. But we will be back here tomorrow, and so will Scott Sherman in the 4 o'clock hour. Thank you for being with us. Thank a police officer or firefighter. Every chance you get, I had a chance today, and you will have a chance tomorrow, so do that. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind, miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Ken, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
A lot of day ball going on right now. Major League Baseball activities for a handful of teams are already in the books. Mets and Twins earlier today.
2-1. Alonso hits one in the air, way back to left. This one's headed to the upper deck, and halfway up it, Pete Alonso with a titanic home run. How's that for your home run derby myth?
Yeah, Mets Radio Network, that drive 474 feet for Alonso. Mets club the Twins 14-4. Yu Darvish was good today for the Chicago Cubs, and they beat up on the Reds 5-2. Cardinals get the better of the Pirates 6-5, and the Giants 11-8 winners in the Mile High City over the Rockies. Meanwhile, Adrian Wojnarowski has reported that Chris Paul and the Oklahoma City Thunder, well, they're going to stay together for at least a little while. There doesn't look to be any trade values right now. I'm David Gascon.
We are Bud Wars.
Do you know who this is?
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple.